This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. Let's start 2026 with a hard truth. There's no perfect time to build the future you secretly dream of, and there's no time to waste. With support from a Talkspace therapist, you can make this the year you bravely go out and grab what you need from life, whether that's outer rewards or inner peace. Just go to Talkspace.com to be matched with a licensed online therapist. You can start messaging with your therapist right away and schedule live virtual sessions over video, audio, or chat. Your Talkspace therapist can help you create personalized strategies for making the changes and achieving the goals most important to you. Talkspace accepts most insurance with an average copay of $15, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com and save $80 with code SPACE80. That's SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Now, almost 900,000 people are waiting for hospital treatment in Ireland, up more than 86,000 in a year, with billions spent and slanted care targets still a pretty distant goal. Are patients being failed by the system? Joining me now are Priscilla Lynch, clinical editor with the Medical Independent, and Stephen McMahon, co-founder and chairperson of the Irish Patients Association. You're very welcome to the programme. To come to you first, Priscilla, I know you've been poring over these numbers, and the reasons for these increases can be wide and varied. Many people will think it's just inefficiency within the system, or perhaps a fall off in the number of staff treating patients. Is it an increase in population? Is it the appointments have become more complex? What's your read of it?
That's right, Kira. If you look at all the figures, they're from the National Treatment Purchase Fund, and they look at all the hospitals across the country, both adult and child patients. And it's quite a varied picture. If you add all the figures together, there's actually over 1 million people waiting, if you add in endoscopy figures as well. But I suppose the key thing is, how long are they waiting, and what specialties and what hospitals have the most waiting? And that's very important information when you break it down. So if you look at those who are waiting for an outpatient appointment, there's over 611,987,000 patients waiting, and 107,000 waiting for an inpatient or day case procedure. So, but if you break those down again, are a lot of those patients, they're being treated within 3 months, 6 months, and a year. And that's the important figure really from the HSE, that patients are seen as quickly as possible. And they do have particular targets there about how long patients should be waiting for, and that is under Sloan Care, that patients should be seen within 10 weeks and 12 weeks for their treatment. But so that's outpatients 10 weeks, 12 for inpatient series. But if you look at that, for the figures, which are for up until the end of December, there was over 44,000 patients waiting over 18 months for an outpatient appointment, their first appointment perhaps with a consultant. And then there was also over 8,000 patients waiting for their procedure longer than 18 months. So those are really the very important figures. Now, the health service will point out that they have seen a lot of progress in the amount of patients who are waiting over a year, that compared to September 2021, that there has been a 58% decrease, and that there's also been an improvement of 46% on the weighted average wait time that patients are waiting. So they are making progress across a number of hospitals, across a number of specialties, and how long patients are waiting for their treatment. But I suppose the thing is, our patient population has increased. Our total population is over 5.3 million across the country now. And if you look at the last few years, HSE waiting list figures, it's going up every year, as you pointed out at the start there, that we're seeing an increase in the number of patients that are presenting and that are looking for treatment and that are being put on the waiting list. So there's a lot of pressure. So even though we keep adding extra staff and improving services, that there is a lot of pressure there. And if you look at even individual hospitals, where is the most pressure? Perhaps patients who are listening will kind of, I think, understand that. By Hospital Galway had the highest outpatient and inpatient waiting lists, followed closely by Beaumont and some of the other large Dublin hospitals. And by specialty, general surgery, ophthalmology, so that's eye care, orthopaedics, urology, and dermatology, ENT, they're kind of the specialties that have the highest waiting lists, so that there's the most demand for these specialties. And it can be, is there not enough perhaps consultants in a specific specialty in some of the smaller hospitals? You can see higher waiting lists there. And is there just increased demand as well for care and ophthalmology? There's always increasing demand in the last number of years for cataract surgery and for treatment for suffer age-related macular degeneration, even though they've put in dedicated clinics. So,
but we have an ageing population. There are concerns too around culling of waiting lists. Is there transparency around how patients fall off these lists?
Yeah, that's been something that patient organisation and clinicians themselves would like, I think, to see more information on. When we talk about the waiting lists that have been reduced in certain areas and in certain specialties, why is this? Is it because those patients have been seen? Is it because that they have validated the waiting lists and some of these patients are no longer needing to be seen? Or why have they been knocked off the waiting lists as well? Sometimes patients simply go to the private sector because they feel that they're waiting too long and they can't afford to wait any longer. And is this something that we should be boasting about, saying, well, their waiting lists have reduced by X amount? Is it specifically because they've been seen and treated? So we could do with a bit more nuanced data in that particular area, and just to make sure that people who do need to be seen are actually on the waiting list, that they're not being taken off too quickly, as was the case a few years ago. And, you know, where are the areas where we do need to see more investment, I suppose. The Minister herself, Jennifer Carroll McNeill, has been quite open about talking to individual hospitals about what is the story in their particular region and do they need more help. And in some regions, can hospitals in the same region actually refer patients to their sister hospital where the waiting list could be lower, and is that something that could be improved?
Stephen, from a patient advocacy perspective, what do these numbers mean, particularly that 44,000 who are waiting 18 months or more for an outpatient appointment?
Well, clearly, you know, the fact is that over the last 4 years, there's been about 1.5 billion euro put into the system for waiting list initiatives. And in 2025 alone, there was 420 million spent in that. So, you know, that was the highest allocation in 4 years. And when you see investment increasing year on year, which is great to see, you know, we would expect that the outcomes should at least be sort of stabilizing year on year. And it clearly shows that when we looked at this year's performance against the year end of 2024, that that's not the case. And as Priscilla quite eloquently there has pointed out, a whole range of areas that are underperforming. Basically, that in some cases, the number in total has gone up and the length of time has gone up. Just to explain one set of numbers that just to show you how stark it is. And remember, these are public patients who have been referred to see a consultant. They see a consultant and a decision is made then to have an operation. And then they go on to the waiting list awaiting that. The longer you wait for elective surgeries, the worse it got in 2025. From 0 to 6 months, it went up by 11%. From 6 to 12 months, it went up 33%. And in 12 to 18 months, it went up 40%. And a whopping 63% increase for patients waiting for operations, waiting more than 18 months. So it went from 4,000 to nearly 7,000 patients. So that was really the worst of all of the increases when we actually look into it.
Okay, so we're at the point now where the waiting lists themselves are creating this real public health risk.
Well, they are indeed, because, I mean, if you just take it, many people may remember those terrible days during COVID when we were told that very large numbers with small percentages can have a big impact on the healthcare system. And if we have 118,000 people, patients who are waiting more than 12 months for care, even 1 or 2% of those deteriorating because of that length of time, thousands could actually be then falling back on the acute system. An area that hasn't been mentioned yet today is the fact that part of the driver for these increases is in part due to the overcrowding in our emergency departments. We see today 750 patients on trolleys and wards, according to the INMO. And the way that they actually cater to make space for those emergencies in the hospital that have been admitted is to maybe cancel elective surgeries for someone that's been waiting. And again, Ciara, you know, it really illustrates the two-tier healthcare system we have in Ireland. I am not aware of any private patients that's waiting more than 12 months for a dermatology appointment, where 40% of them are now waiting more than 12 months as public patients. And I think really, you know, the money has certainly been going into the system. That's certainly a fact. But the patient's experience is the outcome. And as I say, year on year this year, the access access has worsened, and we need the experts to really reconcile with the public. I'd love to hear from your audience what questions, if they were on the board, they would be asking the system or the minister, you know, as to what is actually causing these problems.
Okay, I just want to go in very briefly, Priscilla, we're very stuck for time here, on that trolley numbers up at 750. And in fairness, the department had got a lot of praise before Christmas for their management of emergency departments during the serious flu we all experienced. What's led to this big increase now?
Really, you always see this increase in January. It's usually a kind of a culmination of respiratory viruses and people coming in after Christmas. People get together and there's overcrowding. So it's 759 patients in total across the country today. And 125 of those patients are at University Hospital Limerick alone. That should sink in. I mean, really far ahead of the next hospital, which is Galway, that has 75 patients on trolleys. And that is a very high number. We declared a national emergency years ago when 600 patients were in trolleys across the country. That barely gets a headline today when it's 759 patients waiting to be admitted to hospital. And as Stephen said, this inevitably leads to cancellations of planned procedures when hospitals are under such pressure and when they need to get patients into bed as quickly as they can. So again, we have seen a lot of resources and effort thrown at this particular issue, as well as the overall waiting lists, but we still have patients waiting too long for care.
All right, Priscilla Lynch, clinical editor with the Medical Independent, and Stephen McMahon, co-founder and chairperson of the Irish Patients Association. Thanks for speaking to us.
The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.